second pack of Arla, Mishnah Yud. This Mishnah has two basic Pirushim, and it's telling us a Chiddush. Until now we were learning, except for one of the cases in the beginning of, two of the cases in the beginning of the parak, but the classic cases are, when you have one type of Yisr, they get mixed into Heti. So if it's Min B'Mino, by Truma you need 100, if it's Min B'Eino Mino, you go by the flavor. Over here we're talking about spices, and they're slightly different one from the other, and the discussion is, can they all be mistarved to be considered one type of flavor which will answer, or do we look at them as separate entities, and if you don't have enough of each one independently to give the flavor or give the prescribed amount, each one will be bottled. I'll explain it and we'll see. Tavlin Shnaim Sholosh Shemis Mimin Echod. So we'll start with the way the Rashi and the Rambam learn is talking about Min Echod. The example the Rambam uses is that karpas, a type of celery which is flavored. Tavlin, the Rambam explains, isn't necessarily what we call a spice. I mean, it's anything that's used to add flavor. So if you have a celery and you have, if they have different types of celery, one was called Kapas Shel Nahoris, Kapas Shel Efer, Kapas Shel Gina, one grew by the river, the one grew in the garden, in the field. So each one had a separate name, which it was given that name because the Kanarela was slightly different in its nature than the other one. But since they were all types of Kapas, they're considered one min, and if you have the three of them together, add flavor to your mixture, it will be also even though each one by itself would not have given the flavor. That's one example. Oh, Mishloisha. Mishloisha means that you have three different minim with the same flavor. So the Rambam gives an example of that, as if you have before sourdough from wheat and a sourdough from barley, and they get mixed together, and the Lamaisa, after the mixture, they can mix them, let's say, wheat dough, and the sum total of everything has the taste of a wheat bread. So even though the leavening was made possible by a mixture of two different minim, part of it wheat and part of it barley, but since Lamaisa, they both combine together, and the sum total of it is all the flavor of wheat, then it's been served, and it will answer. We don't say, oh, it was only a flavor, the leavening, and the flavor that came out of it was only from two different things that can't combine. That's the way they learn it. So, also mitzvahim that they mitzvahim to after the mixture. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Rabbi Shimon says, Shnei Mishloshe Shemes, Mi Min Echod, O Yishnei Min Mishem Echod, Ein Mitzvahim. Rabbi Shimon has more lenience in this case, that in order for them to combine, they have to be mamish the same. If people call them, even though they're all kalpas, they're all types of celery, but this is called the river kalpas, and the other one is the garden kalpas, that in itself shows that something slightly different, and therefore they cannot combine with one another. Yeah. Now, some say that there's an issue of the staffens also, in respect to the issue of 1 to 100 by min b'mino. Do we treat them all as one min, all these types of kalpas as one min, and therefore, if you have one measure of the river kalpas and one measure of the garden kalpas, then you need 100 against the two measures, and you need 200, or if you look at them as separate, different minim, then it will be enough to have 100 against one of them. That's the way they learned the pshat. The way the Raivid seems to have learned, and the Balei Tesis learned, that what we said in the beginning, Shnai Meshloshe Shemes Mimin Echad, is even a bigger Kiddush. They say Shemes over here does not mean what people call it. It means Shemes over here means the Shem HaIsa. In other words, one is Kilayim and the other one is Truma, or whatever it may be. And according to the way they're learning, it's coming out that there's two different Yisurim that combine together. And each Issa does not have enough to give flavor to this thing you're cooking, you're combining it with. Even so, since the two together give the flavor, it is us. Now this is a very big kiddush, because in order, there's room for discussion at least to say, that in order for us to say that the iser isn't bottle, has to be that the truma has to be giving the flavor. But the truma is not giving the flavor, and the kelaim is not giving the flavor. So each one by itself is not giving the flavor. Maybe that's not enough to answer it, even though that the sum total of it, let's say the flavor over here is the flavor of tomato. So if you don't have enough tomatoes in your tavshil, you don't have enough tomatoes of truma to give the flavor, not enough of kelaim to give the flavor. So even though you taste the tomato at the end, but lemaisa you don't taste any one of the isurim. According to the way the Rishonim that about places we should mention of learning, even so the other. Now the Gemara seems to say that it's not a general case. Generally we would say that since it's two isurim and each one does not have enough to give the flavor, it would be mutter.